As promised, we're joined right now by the head coach of the Toronto Raptors, second season as Raptors head coach. Led them to their first NBA championship in team history, the head coach of the Canadian national team, the founder of the Nick Nurse Foundation. Toronto is 46-18 this season. They are in first place in the Atlantic Division. My guest is Nick Nurse. Nick, it is so good to have you back. First off, Nick, how are you and your family doing in the middle of all of this?
Well, we're doing pretty good, Jim. We're okay, man. We're a lot of family time. Silver lining of this whole thing is we've had a great time together for a couple months.
I know, right? Yeah. It's good to hear it. Nick Nurse, my guest. So, Nick, it's been 2 months and a week since the league stopped. That is a long time to go without basketball. For somebody who loves the game as much as you do, what have the last 2 months plus been like for you?
Well, you know, like everybody else, you know, well, like a lot of people anyway, Jim, I think there's a lot of stuff we all want to do and we weren't able to do it. So you got to kind of redirect some energies and I said it was a chance to, there's always projects and things you always wanted to do and things like that. And this gave you an opportunity to get to work on some of those. But yeah, the NBA moves pretty fast, and for it to come to such a screeching halt, it took a little bit of adjusting to, for sure.
Hey, Nick, let me ask you, so what were some of those personal projects you dove into? What have you always wanted to do that you never had time to that maybe you picked up?
Well, one thing that I always wanted to do was learn Portuguese, right? I'm not saying I picked it up, but that was a new project that's kind of been on the back burner for a while, so I've started in on that, and long way to go on that. Also working hard on the guitar and on the piano. I think those are two things that I've started fairly recently, but this gives you a chance to work at them every single day for some extended time.
Well, man, you're getting a lot more done than I am in quarantine. Nick Nurse is joining us.
You're busy.
You too. So a few weeks back, Sportsnet and TSN started airing last year's run of the title. You and I talked about what it was like when you were right in the middle of it. You felt like you were in a bubble. I'm curious, what's it like to revisit it roughly 1 year later?
It's been different, Jim. It's been a lot different. I think that, again, like we talked about it in the middle of it, you know, on purpose a little bit, you gotta kind of enclose yourself, I think, just to not get distracted or get affected by highs and lows, and you just got to try to focus on it. So I don't know. I never really got back to watching any of the stuff that was happening, especially in Canada. So I was rewatching some of these. I was kind of guest on a few of the shows, doing some live things while they were showing some. So I was getting to see all the Jurassic Park scattered throughout the country that I had never seen before, and just all the takes and how, and then when you're watching the games, you don't, you know, necessarily remember all those little, you know, long rebound that Fred VanVleet ran down that was critical with, you know, 3 minutes to go, or you know, so, you know, just all these little impact moments of the game as they go and how hard it was, man. Both teams, man, especially the last two games, I thought were super, super high-level games, and it was fun to kind of relive them sitting on my couch this time.
Raptors head coach Nick Nurse is joining us. You know, Nick, I think most of the world's been watching The Last Dance, and there's been a lot of time focused on Phil Jackson. I want to go back, because shortly after you were named head coach of the Raptors, you did reach out to Phil, and you spent some time with him in Montana. What do you remember about that visit?
Well, it was great, first of all. He was super gracious with me. It was kind of funny, Jim. I didn't really know. He agreed to see me, and we didn't have like an itinerary firmed up or anything. I didn't know if I was going out for a 1 hour cup of coffee or a several hour seminar or what I was going for. So I actually booked like 3 days, because I figured if it was going to just be a cup of coffee, I'd just kind of regroup out there in beautiful Montana. So, but it ended up being you know, kind of breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day long for 3 days, and lots of memories. You know, most of it for me, just like, I don't know, scratching my head, pinching myself, saying I'm driving around here in a truck with this guy who won all these titles. You know, I was kind of growing up through that era. I was a young coach in my 20s, following them, and so it was pretty surreal, parts of it. Yeah.
Nick Nurse joining us. And to that point, Nick, I mean, this was not some kind of random thing. Like, back in the day, you were a young coach growing up with it, but you subscribed to a service that would send you VHS tapes of Bulls games. You would watch them endlessly. So let me ask you, as a student of the game, what was it about the triangle that made it special when they were running it? Was it just about the players and the offense didn't matter, or did the offense do certain things with ball movement and options that created, that made it special?
Well, I think you get arguments on both sides of that, Jim. But for me, and I ran it with my teams in Europe for about 9 or 10 years, and I love the part where, like, everybody got to touch the ball. Everybody was involved with the reads, and that's kind of what drew me to it. I was watching it as a young coach and watching the NBA, I didn't like watching just, you know, feed it into the post time after time after time or whatever, put three guys on one side and let somebody go ISO or whatever. I just didn't like watching it, and that's why I kind of, you know, drifted or gravitated towards the triangle. I like aesthetically watching it better. And then I think you get into coaching it and studying it and working with your players on it. It makes them better players. It makes them more involved. It's more fun for them, I think. And there was this little aura about it that it was so complex and there was so many options and all this kind of stuff, which was kind of cool to be a part of too, really, as a team. All your guys are working hard to figure it out and do nice little timing things and back cuts and, you know, really cool looking plays that got easy shots. So there was a lot to it that I enjoyed coaching.
Toronto Raptors head coach Nick Nurse is joining us once again. So, Nick, over the years and during last year's title run, there have been comparisons made between Kawhi Leonard and Michael Jordan. In fact, Jordan himself has called Kawhi the best two-way player in the game a few years back. What's your reaction when you hear the comparisons? Is there something to them?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think, you know, Kawhi is certainly a guy that does it on both ends. And I think that people understand and see that. I mean, he's like, you know, look at a bunch of metrics right now. I think he's the number one rated defensive player in the Western Conference. And that's saying something, you know, for a guy that also scores, you know, in the high 20s or mid to high 20s every night, and it's possible dropping 40 on occasion, you know. So I think that's probably where it starts. And I think that's one thing that I love about, you know, like Jordan and Pippen and Rodman, Harper, those guys. They play D. That's the thing. Every time when you're watching The Last Dance, you see, oh, final score, you know, it's like something, something to 76 or something, something to 80 or 82. I was like, man, those guys guarded. They were really good defensively, and I think Jordan led a lot of that.
They were, too, or something, something to 54. Nick Nurse joining us.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you mentioned Rodman. You coached Dennis for 3 games with the Brighton Bears back in the day. What were those 3 days like? What was that experience like, those 3 games?
Yeah, it was cool, Jim. I mean, he was on a celebrity Big Brother show in England that was kind of back in its infant. I mean, it was really popular. Like, the whole country was watching the celebrity Big Brother. And so when he came out in England, it was a big deal. And the sponsor of our team at the time said, let's try to sign him. And we did. And it was something. I mean, how can I explain it? I mean, there was 185 media credentials issued when we normally have probably 2 or 3, you know, for a game. The place was, it's hard to just get him from the limo in the parking lot into the building to play. There were so many people surrounding the thing, and it was great. I mean, we were running the triangle. He literally came in first. He didn't want to start. He said, start your regular guys. He checks in and he flashes in there and boom, backdoor pass for a layup. And then he takes a charge on the next possession down the floor and the place is going nuts. So it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun. And He was cool. He's a hell of a player and interesting guy.
He is too. Yeah. Nick Nurse, my guest. So Nick, let me ask you: The Last Dance also seemed to illustrate that guys grow and they change over the course of a run, and that winning can impact players, even coaches, in different ways because they've all reached the mountaintop. Has winning changed you or your guys at all? And if so, how?
Well, I think positively. Jim, I hope a lot. I mean, I've said this before. I think that guys like Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, Norman Powell, the term I've been using is they came back to campus in the fall like totally different guys. Like they're just they're just, in a good way. They just had a different feel of how they played the game. They just had a command of the game that was different. And I think that going through that propelled them into that scenario. And I will say this on the other side, I thought it was going to be really hard to kind of, you know, to have an effect or to get over it and start playing again. Our group hasn't really had that problem, and I haven't had to, we haven't had to talk about it. We really have been able to kind of put it behind us and take what's right in front of us and play. And I thought it was going to be a lot more difficult to do that. I think we've kind of put it in a compartment and left it over there. Now we got some other business we want to take care of, and we don't really think about it or talk about it all that much.
So one quick follow, Nick, and I'll let you go. What about how you came back to campus? Like, you've always looked to improve. It's been less than a year since you won that title. Do you feel like you're a better coach now than you were even in June?
I hope so, Jim. I think, again, I got to go through some, you know, as deep as you can go. And you know, there was some mistakes made that we learned from. There was some good things done that we can take and put them in our toolbox. But I think also we've got a different maybe feel. We've used a lot more combination defenses and changing schemes and things like that this year, you know, that we didn't try until last year. But there seemed, again, to be a little bit more of a belief in some of the things we can do defensively especially. And that's been a joy to be able to bust some more of that stuff out on a regular basis.
He's the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. He is a world champion. He is the founder of the Nick Nurse Foundation. Toronto 46-18 this year. Nick Nurse, my guest. Nick, I appreciate you. I appreciate the relationship, and I appreciate you coming back on. Thanks so much for doing that. Hope we can do it again soon.
No problem, Jim. Always love it, man. Love you, man. Thank you.
You too. I love you too, Nick. Sincerely. Nick Nurse, Raptors head coach.